So on a riff a little bit in today's micro show, I've been thinking, there's the world out there, right, is one that's constantly nudging us towards the next big thing. It's so easy to get caught up in this web of dreams that we tell ourselves we'll chase someday. But then you juxtapose that with the idea that someday never comes, right? Not in the sense of procrastination or the failure to achieve our dreams, but mostly in the realization that perhaps, this is crazy for me to say this, I realize, but some dreams are just meant to remain dreams, right? And maybe those dreams are in a different state. They're in a percolating state such that it's not yet time to take action on them. This is the trap of perpetual aspiration. Now, this is not about giving up on aspirations or not about settling for any less than you deserve. But this is about, I don't want to dare call this profound, but it's about the understanding and acceptance that maybe we're not always meant to be pursuing every single dream that we conjure up, right? That can actually leave us with a feeling of less than and a gap between where we are and where we want to be. And it can, you know, those voices of self-judgment can come in that maybe it's the fact that the real issue isn't that we're not achieving those dreams. It's that we're actually beating ourselves up for the process of not jumping onto them, right? It's sort of like a specter in the back of our minds haunting us. All these what ifs, all these could be's, you know, whether you're wishing to be 25 pounds lighter or dreaming of being, you know, some dramatic career transformation that we find difficult to commit to. We attempt, we falter, then we berate ourselves, and then that cycle starts over again and we try and fail and try and fail. But that is in part in order to make us aware. And the awareness that I'm asking is are these the right dreams? Is it the sense of lack that's driving these dreams and really just the ego, you know, beating ourselves up over and over again? I think it's an important exploration. You may have heard the term radical acceptance, Tara Brach. What if we truly engaged with this, right? What if the true transformation we need isn't one of aspiration after aspiration, that cycle that we just talked about, but what if we need radical acceptance? Instead of adding more pressure to ourselves, what if we let go? What if you drop the rope? There can be no tug of war if you drop the rope. Now you're saying, Chase, this feels so counterproductive or counterintuitive. You're telling me not to try or grow or aspire. And that's not actually what I'm getting at. And letting go does not mean that you don't care. It does not mean that you're giving up. It means acknowledging and accepting that there are reasons, sometimes beyond our control or beyond our current understanding, why certain things have happened or haven't. But in an age where productivity and success are just so routinely over-glorified, the pressure to continuously, constantly be striving for more, that is the thing that can actually lead to dissatisfaction. The constant produce of a future version of ourselves that's 30 pounds lighter or embarking on that different career or, you know, this relentless self-critique for not making these dreams a reality, that is probably the thing that is more toxic than the distance between where you are and where you want to be. You know, this share today, this episode is around radical acceptance. What if you could embrace the notion that not achieving every dream, that's not a failure, but it's actually an important step toward self-acceptance, right? We want to see things as they are or as we are. And sometimes that involves accepting who you are, where you are, exactly as you are right now, and being good with it. This is not giving up on growth. This is about acknowledging the beauty, the brilliance, the wisdom, the heartfelt nature that we are right now, our present selves, our present circumstances. This is recognizing that the endless cycle of setting and reaching some and not reaching other goals may not stem from a lack of effort, but perhaps misalignment with values or our true selves or our current life path. Or now, this realization isn't an end to ambition, but what if we could, for some period of time, maintain this? Think about this as a redirection towards goals and states of being that resonate deeply with who we are now. Wouldn't that be interesting? I think it's actually a path towards being the best version of yourself, beginning with radical acceptance. The book is phenomenal. If you haven't read it, excellent, excellent book, Radical Acceptance. Look it up. Let's also talk about letting go for a second. Letting go of things that didn't pan out, of dreams, letting go of past events, of unrealistic goals, the selves we thought we ought to be, right? It could be seen as a grieving process, but in some ways, letting go of that ship that has sailed is actually powerful. There's magic in this release, right? It's sort of in releasing the thing, it may allow you to take a deep breath and find forgiveness, find contentment, right? A break from this relentless cycle of self-imposed pressure and or disappointment. I think it's a really interesting exercise to remember the love and relationships that countless people spend years actively searching for a partner only to find love immediately when they stopped looking for it, right? They chased, I want to be in a relationship, and it's in letting the universe deliver what the universe will that the relationship magically happens. You've heard that before, right? It's in relinquishing the hunt that people inadvertently open themselves up to the very thing that they were seeking. Now, this principle can be applied broadly. It can extend beyond romance to encompass a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here in life and in ambition, for example. But the beauty of accepting someday may never come is not in fostering this mindset of defeat, but it's actually embracing freedom. I've been exploring, thinking, writing a lot about freedom lately, and this is one vector towards it, right? This is about making peace with the present. In doing so, we also create space for new opportunities, right? If there's not a, if we're not lacking in anything, all of a sudden your psychology takes on a different state of being. Right? In making peace with the present, we have the ability to create space for new opportunities to arise. And when I say arise, I don't mean hunt. I mean arise. Opportunities that fit who we are right now, not who we thought we'd be or who we want to be tomorrow or 5 days from now or when we're 10 pounds lighter or X further along in our career. Acceptance does not equate to a lack of ambition or drive. It's simply acknowledging our value and worth now, and that, and we're not making those contingent on some other box that needs checking or some, you know, list that we need to cross everything off of. It's about understanding that our happiness and our sense of fulfillment come from within and not from the external. A reasonable question to ask in this moment would be, well, what is the role of self-forgiveness in growth? I'll say that was a very good question. So to those of you who, like me, have wrestled with some ghosts of unrealized dreams, right? We all have them. It's okay to let them go. That doesn't mean you stop dreaming. It doesn't mean you stop striving. Instead, it means you give yourself permission to live now, to live presently, to forgive yourself and unburden yourself of the weight of what could have been. And then in this space of acceptance and self-forgiveness, you don't have to live there. That's not, you don't have to only exist there. But I feel like prescribing this because a lot of people that I know are chasing something right now. It's always external to them, and the work that they ought to be doing is almost always internal. That is sort of a sneaky punchline of today's show. It's in this space of acceptance and self-forgiveness and awareness that we actually find the freedom to grow and paradoxically the room to achieve what genuinely matters to us, which I think, again, this is an internal job. It's an inside job, as they may say in the in robbing banks. It's an inside job. I want to leave you with one other idea that's tied to this acceptance and this notion of someday never arriving. This letting go that we've been talking about, it's not the end of ambition. I'm a crazy, wildly ambitious person. And yet, I have recognized this step as the beginning of peace. It's a starting point of a journey that values being over the constant process of becoming. Now, humans, we love progress. That is part of how I think biologically we're wired to be learning machines. So I understand that this is a challenge given our biology. But you know, how do we manage presence? How do we realize that we have the ability to be completely joyfully present right now, regardless of whatever we don't have, whatever the gap between where you are now and your to-do list is, or where you are now and your ultimate career ambitions are, or where you are now and fill in any blank. What about finding happiness right now in the present? Because I will say something that will seem simple, and I believe it is profound, that there is all we have is right now. The past is completely irrelevant. The future never arrives, right? All we ever have is now. So if you can begin to, in this moment now, right now, give yourself the credit of being enough, it is in doing so, enough nows in a row, that you will be able to create this momentum that we're talking about. And this momentum is not about a future state, and it's not about what you were yesterday or the mistakes you made 2 days ago or whatever. It's a series of acceptance in the moment and remembering that what defines our path is who we are. We want to make sure we're, I don't mind running at anything. It's fun to be a human being and have an opportunity to run metaphorically at things that fire us up. Let's run towards the things that matter with our hearts aligned, with our hearts lightened by the grace of acceptance, by the grace of strength, by the grace of our inner peace, such that someday, because it may never come, that we relish, cherish today. It's here. It's literally all we have, and it's full of potential. You can define right now however you want, so choose wisely. Until next time, I hope you have an amazing day. All right. Hey, before you go, thanks so much for listening. And if you got value from this show, chances are your community will too, right? In the particular lies the universal. Please share this link to the show with a friend or mention the show on social. That is a huge benefit for us, in hopefully in exchange for providing value to you. I want you to know that I really appreciate your time, the attention, anything that you give to the show, and the questions that you ask our guests, either on social media or through my text community. All that is pure gold. This community, like any community, is a testament to that old phrase, a rising tide floats all boats. And by elevating one another, by sharing and resharing this show, the tidbits that you learn and the experiences you take away, all of that has a collective, massive, positive impact on the world. So just a quick thank you. I appreciate all the effort you put into sharing this show. All right, that's a wrap. Let's put today's episode into practice and get back to growing together.